From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is urging Congress to hold off on new sanctions against Iran while international negotiators meet in Geneva. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports a bipartisan group of senators met at the White House today to discuss the nuclear talks.
President Obama spoke for 2 hours with key members of both parties. After the meeting, Republicans expressed concerns that the U.S. is giving up too much leverage in these negotiations. President Obama told the Wall Street Journal Congress should give these talks a chance.
We were able to get Iran to seriously come to the table and look at how are they going to give assurances to the international community that they are, in fact, not pursuing a nuclear weapons program.
The president emphasized that the U.S. is not considering dismantling sanctions, just putting them on hold for a bit. That way, he says, the sanctions can ramp back up if Iran proves not to be serious about upholding its end of the deal. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
George Zimmerman was in court today facing domestic violence charges. NPR's Greg Allen reports Zimmerman's appearance comes just 4 months after he was acquitted of criminal charges in the shooting death of unarmed teen Trayvon Martin.
It was eerily reminiscent of George Zimmerman's earlier arraignment on murder and manslaughter charges, counts on which a jury found him not guilty in July. Zimmerman was arrested Monday after his girlfriend called police saying he pointed a shotgun at her and forced her out of her home. Now sporting a full beard and in a gray prison jumpsuit, he was back in a courtroom in Seminole County, where Judge George Schott read the charges.
That there was a domestic violence-related aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and a domestic violence-related battery and criminal mischief. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The judge released Zimmerman on $9,000 bail and ordered him to return for trial in January. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
J.P. Morgan Chase has agreed to settle charges involving the company's sale of substandard mortgage-backed securities during the financial crisis. Under terms of the deal said to be the largest ever between the U.S. government and a corporation, J.P. Morgan will pay $13 billion to settle a civil inquiry in the case. Tony West is the Associate Attorney General and helped negotiate the settlement.
I think what you have here is a package of consumer relief, a menu of consumer relief that can address what was another casualty of this type of conduct. Not just investors who've lost money, they're getting a lot of their money back, but also individuals who were hurt on Main Street.
Justice Department's settlement includes $4 billion set aside to compensate consumers, so not clear as whether the government plans to eventually bring criminal charges. According to the number two Democrat in the House, the GOP's top negotiator is not interested in finding a compromise that would replace the automatic budget cuts known as the sequester. Minority Whip Steny Hoyer of Maryland accusing House Budget Committee Chair Paul Ryan of Wisconsin of not engaging in a serious effort to reach an agreement. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 8 points to 15,967. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Police in Virginia are still releasing few details about an incident where a state senator and former gubernatorial candidate was found stabbed multiple times at his home. However, they say early indications are the 24-year-old son of Virginia Senator Cree Deeds stabbed his father before shooting himself. Deeds' son Gus was found dead from a gunshot wound. Virginia State Police say authorities responded to the home following a 911 call. 55-year-old Deeds unsuccessfully ran against Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. Deeds was hospitalized in critical condition. He's now been upgraded to fair condition. The suspect in this month's fatal shooting at Los Angeles International Airport has been released from the hospital. NPR's Sam Sanders reports Paul Ciancia had been hospitalized since the day of the shooting.
Ciancia was released from Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center into the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service. Authorities believe Paul Ciancia is the shooter who opened fire in Terminal 3 of LAX on the morning of November 1st, killing a TSA officer and wounding three others. Ciancia was shot in the head and leg during a gun battle with police. The shooting shut down the airport for hours and disrupted hundreds of flights. Federal prosecutors have charged Ciancia with murder and commission of violence at an international airport. If convicted, he could face the death penalty. In a note found in a bag Ciancia brought with him to the airport, he addressed TSA officers directly, saying that he wanted to instill fear in their, quote, traitorous minds. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
150 years after Abraham Lincoln's historic address at Gettysburg that he said would not be long remembered, the event was remembered today with a ceremony involving politicians, historians, and others. Historian James McPherson saying Lincoln's famous Gettysburg address came at a time it looked as though the nation might perish from the earth. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.